Jamaican British poet Raymond Antrobus is deaf, and his work has always been rooted in the spoken word.
I really felt a lineage of poets and music, poets and voice, poets and performance.
Antrobus just released an album of spoken word poems called The First Time I Wore Hearing Aids. NPR's Jeevika Verma has more on how he hopes it'll broaden the way we experience sound.
Grammy award-winning music producer Ian Brennan had read Raymond Antrobus's poems before, but it was just a few months ago he heard him perform on stage.
I have left Earth in search of sound or orbits.
Brennan wanted to collaborate with Antrobus. The poet was excited by that.
I came to poetry through so many poets who also record their work.
The poet was born deaf, and his poems often reflect the experience of a person who hears sound in many different ways. Brennan was interested in those dimensions.
I don't sound the same to you as I would to another person, and I don't sound the same to Raymond as I would another individual.
They recorded most tracks in one take.
We recorded enough to fill more than two records.
I moved through London like a hotel.
Most of what's there is Raymond, so even the sonic elements you're hearing are Raymond. It's his voice.
I can't watch TV movies without subtitles. It's just too hard to follow. I'm sitting there pretending, and it's just not worth it.
Of the 16 tracks that made the album, some recreate sound as experienced by those in the non-hearing world.
So we're at a festival, and it meant that I had limited charge on my hearing aids. So there was points where between takes I had to take off my hearing aids and like kind of just sit in this kind of very, not quite silence, but it's a kind of quieter, muffled kind of sound.
Muffled. Sound of one story.
Sometimes Brennan played music in the background.
Captions and a dream for John T. Williams of a new Charnoof tribe.
For this track, the producer recalls a special moment. He just met a musical group at the festival.
And from the group, their instrument builders built me a zenze, which is a very rare instrument. It's a two-sided guitar, so it's eight strings, four strings on each side. You know, I could kind of play it intuitively because it's a string instrument.
Sound of something left out.
Antrobus's work often captures the experience of police violence.
The poem is about a deaf individual being killed by the police, who was a carver who lived by the water and carved canoes and carved art. And I'm playing this instrument that had been handmade and carved by somebody who carves canoes.
He used to carve canoes and faces into totem poles.
Antrobus writes of how that experience of violence can be especially traumatic for deaf individuals. They have high chances of being misinterpreted by law enforcement.
The borders of identity are so heavily protected and policed and patrolled. And look how dangerous it is for certain people when we cross those borders. You know, you quite literally could end up with a gun in your face, a bullet in the back.
And that's why it was important for Brennan that the sonic elements on the record come from Antrobus.
Raymond's voice changing, well, you know, maybe being double-tracked or triple-tracked for a section or moving.
Why did you act strange when there was nothing on you?
I think this is important that we recognize that the other person's experience is something that we can only know to a limited degree.
That's the immersive experience that Antrobus hopes is honored in this album. Jeevika Verma, NPR News.